Danny Shapiro is the author of a best-selling memoir, Slow Motion, as well as four novels. Her latest novel, Family History, describes the domino effect of disaster on one formerly unremarkable New England family. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says, a high-toned literary melodrama is just what she and maybe other readers need right now as a distraction from the anxieties of the real world.
Women's weepies, they were called, those great three-hanky melodramas of the 1930s and 40s, like Stella Dallas and Mildred Pierce. The plucky heroines of those films had everything thrown at them. Faithless husbands and lovers, ungrateful or sick children, social ostracism, financial ruin, even trumped-up homicide charges. Audiences of the time, female and male, found in these tales of trouble and true grit a cinematic escape valve for the worries generated by the Great Depression and World War II. Maybe that's why, given the high anxieties of our own time, a woman's weepy in book form seems like such an appealing thing to read right now. Danny Shapiro's new novel, Family History, is an elegantly written, wry, and unsettling novel informed by current thinking about adolescent development and dysfunctional family dynamics. I'm not intending to take anything away from the book's intelligence or aesthetic value by saying that ghostly traces of Barbara Stanwyck's trembling but uplifted chin and Joan Crawford's glistening eyes materialize on almost every page of this novel. The heroine of Family History, a 40-ish woman named Rachel Jensen, signals that her story is the stuff that great tearjerkers were once made of when she says this about her unfeeling in-laws. They don't understand that you can do everything right in your life, and still it can go terribly wrong. When the novel opens, those terribly wrong things have already happened to Rachel and her family. She introduces herself to us from the bedroom of her shambling house in quaint Hawthorne, Massachusetts. She spends much of her time in that darkened bedroom, hiding out, dozing, watching home videos of the way life used to be. The way life is now for Rachel is that she hasn't seen her 14-year-old daughter, Kate, for nearly a year. When adolescence struck, Kate inexplicably transformed in one summer from a vivacious tomboy to a sullen, suicidal teenager. These days, she's locked away in what used to be called a reform school. Rachel's 2-year-old son, Josh, is the subject of hushed judgments among the other parents at the Little Acorn Preschool. Josh is oddly silent for a toddler. Brain damage is the word that's whispered. Because of the accident that may or may not have permanently hurt Josh, as well as the awful accusation that spins off from it, Rachel's wonderful husband, Ned, is living apart from her and Josh at a condo complex nicknamed Divorced Dad Dunes. Rachel describes the place this way. At 7 or 8 o'clock at night, if you drive by the complex, you'll see televisions flickering in all the windows. It isn't hard to imagine the sweatpants, the bad takeout Chinese food eaten straight from the carton. Unlucky folks living in a suspended, dazed equilibrium, waiting for their old lives to be over and their new lives to begin. What makes Family History such an absorbing novel is the matter-of-fact yet deeply affecting way it dramatizes how those quirky three sisters of fate just need to give a tiny tug here, a premature snip of the yarn there, to unravel a person's whole world. And that world feels real because Shapiro is such a precise observer of character and of small telling moments. In a scene at Josh's preschool, for instance, Shapiro nails the quick glances of the other mothers that snub and effectively eject Rachel into the Bermuda Triangle of motherhood. I said that weepies, cinematic or literary, are a genre suited to anxious times. Just the other day, my university, itself located in the plausible prime target zone of Washington, D.C., issued a directive— suggesting that faculty bring in emergency kit bags of necessary items should we need to be bunkered in with our colleagues for several days in the event of chemical attack. I thought about what that great academic satirist Kingsley Amis would have made out of such a situation. Then, naturally, I began to wonder about what books I would pack. Some classics and mysteries, of course, but also a good weepy, like Family History, in the event I need an excuse for a good cry.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Family History by Danny Shapiro.